Hello, my name is Khalif Dobson from the Philadelphia Student Union, and I will be breaking down what weighted student funding is. Now, you may be asking yourself, why would I need to know what weighted student funding is? And the answer to that is because the new superintendent, Arlene Ackerman, has said that this is something that she might try to implement in the Philadelphia School District. Here's a clip of her speaking about weighted student funding on a segment on PBS entitled The Weighted Student Formula Debate.
The weighted student formula, it really was about addressing equity. Mm-hmm. And what I found in all three districts is it's important to make this a community debate, to talk about it, to show the numbers. And that then raises it not only at a district level, but it then takes it to the next policy level at the state.
In fact, Dr. Ackerman has implemented this in all of her last four school districts. The student weighted funding formula is a fiscal methodology designed to determine how to allocate funds in an equitable way to schools based on a specific student characteristics that are developed and agreed upon by school districts. These students' characteristics vary from school district to school district. In other words, each child will have a backpack of money that will follow them from school to school. Some backpacks will get additional dollars based on certain criteria. This criteria could include, for Philadelphia, gifted and talented, special education, low income, and English language learners. In other cities that Ackerman has put in place weighted student funding, the outcomes varied. For example, in Washington, D.C., after Ackerman left, they scrapped the weighted student funding formula. The superintendent that replaced her says, "The weighted student formula has not served many schools well, placing too much power in the hands of the principals." In Denver, the school district is going into its second year of having student weighted funding. In the first year, nothing was really changed. Part of the formula they used is called Hold Harmless, and it means that no school lost money from the new system, even the schools that were overfunded. In Philadelphia, education organizers are trying to figure out what this will mean if Philadelphia gets weighted student funding. After hearing about what happened in Denver, one concerned Philadelphian had this to say. "This whole thing can easily become a way to spend massive amounts of time pretending you're doing something about equality and really not doing anything." This affects the students because if it's not ran correctly, they will be the ones to suffer. There must be a committee of community members and other people to monitor its progress and ensure that it works correctly. The community must have input on what will be weighted. In other words, who will get more money and benefit the most from it? One of the things that can be a deciding factor in whether or not the weighted student funding will run correctly is teacher salaries. Dr. Ackerman has said that she does not plan to use actual teacher salaries in the formula. What this means is that it would have less of an impact in changing the schools. In conclusion, the weighted student funding formula has a lot of potential to be beneficial to the students of Philadelphia, but it must first be transparent and have community and student input.